This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the really good ways to figure out what's up with this economy is by talking to people who are living and working and running businesses in it. Which takes us down to Greensboro, Alabama right now in the Kaiser family farms. Catfish mostly, also a bunch of other stuff. Townsend Kaiser runs the place with his dad. Townsend, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you again, Kai. How are you?
I'm well. How are the fish is the question. How are the catfish?
They are good right now. They're getting some fresh water from the tropical storm that just rolled in today, and they're happy as they can be.
How are you feeling about the economy in general these days?
I'm very hopeful. We have had a little lull in catfish sales, but that's a post-Lent kind of hangover. But I'm real optimistic.
I'm sorry, post-Lent hangover?
Yes, sir. Post-Lent hangover.
Wow. Okay, that makes total sense.
Lent's a big time for catfish. Everybody needs to eat fish on Fridays,
yep.
And it spikes a little bit of our sales. Some years are better than others, but after Lent, it slows down a little bit, and then it picks back up.
It is, though, catfish is. I mean, it's a discretionary item, right? People with a little extra money in their pockets?
They do. It's a seafood, and seafood is a little bit more of a luxury item, so we're hopeful that the economy is going to keep turning around and people go out to eat a few more times than they normally do.
Why are you hopeful about the economy? I mean, is it the idea of lighter regulation and sort of just a boost under the Trump administration?
Very much so. And that, like I said, that allows people a little more freedom to go out and eat. And that's what kind of drives our market. We want everyone to do well because that helps us to do well.
What's it been like in town? I mean, when you go to, what was the name of that gas station place that we went for lunch that day?
The Mustang.
Yeah, the Mustang. When you go down there and you have a bite to eat or something, what are people talking about?
They're a little bit more optimistic. We're also excited about a few folks mentioning the fact that the president is trying to correct some trade imbalances and mm-hmm. that how much that will help us, catfish in particular, but all over the country, you know, balancing out trade and will help our whole economy, we think.
Do you export a lot of catfish? Is that the deal?
We don't. We import a lot of catfish-like species, and we might like to export some, but we would like to slow down some of the imports that are taking some of the markets that we have built up.
Right. So what you're looking for, actually, is you're looking for the president, as he has promised to do, crack down on foreign importers, right? People who are, you know, like the Vietnamese catfish sort of thing that we've talked about in the past?
That's correct. And not just catfish, all unfair trade balances. And that'll just help us all and free up a little more money for everybody to enjoy themselves a little more.
So last time we talked, or maybe every time we've talked, I've asked you about the catfish fry in Washington. So when's that going to be? Do you know?
Mid-October. We're shooting for mid-October to have our fish fry.
And that's you guys go up to Washington and you fry it all up for the congressman, right?
Yeah, the congressmen and women and their aides and anyone else who'd like to stop by and enjoy some U.S. farm-raised catfish.
All right, well, we're going to talk to you right around then. Does that make sense?
I hope so.
All right, Townsend. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Take care.